So yeah, tell me what instrument do you play or instruments?
Well, I was trained in the academy in Glasgow on cello as a classical musician, and I very quickly worked out that I love teaching. That was the aspect of music that I really loved. And so as soon as I graduated, I sort of got really into sort of peripatetic teaching with young kids. And then eventually went back to university and did my postgraduate, and then got involved in primary school teaching. And then
teaching
class music. And then I got a job working in the Rat Block in Stirling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I teach class music there, and I teach about 800 children a week over in the Rat Block and all over Stirling.
So have you got involved in this El Sistema
In Sistema. I teach all the children in the programme.
Is that where you're employed?
Yeah, that's my base school. Right, okay. But they come to me for class music lessons, and we have a riot. It's wonderful. They're just amazing children, incredible. Yeah. And then I joined the Ideal Band with Ken Campbell and my good friend Gavin Patterson, and we having been classically trained, everyone took the music away from me, dots, and I have to learn it all in my head. And we've just come back from a tour in Russia, where we were playing with balalaika players, and we were part of a whole. Party went out with Glasgow Council. They invited us to go out to represent Scotland for their music festival that we're twinned with Rostov in Glasgow. It's just been amazing.
Exactly.
I'm very honoured to. We were doing tours in Sky, and we're now recording a CD. So that's all in place at the moment as well.
What sort of music does the band play?
We play sort of contemporary music, contemporary Scots music. Ken writes a lot of our music about, you know, things from the Red Leg and Jamaica to, you know, the Campbells to the Ring of Aber, which is an amazing nature reserve on the Loch Lomond. And I've started writing some things as well. Ken plays the Northumbrian pipe, so I wrote a piece called Waiting for the Primary Ones, because I was waiting for the primary ones and they hadn't turned up. So I had 10 minutes and I was sort of fiddling about on the piano, and this tune just came out of nowhere. So we're going to record that on the new CD, so it's very exciting.
Yeah.
So enough about me. Your musical career, are you a musician?
Well, not a career as such, but I learned fiddle as an adult.
Oh, yeah, great.
I work for the Scots Music Group in Edinburgh. We teach traditional music to adults. And I suppose I probably picked up a fiddle because of the organisation indirectly. So I first started playing 15 years ago, having done the usual school stuff.
Nothing in between.
And come from a family that just didn't do music at all. And I didn't know anything about traditional music.
So it's a real sort of baptism of sort of fire, right? That's just amazing.
Yeah, it's just been this kind of mind-boggling life thing going on, which has been a bit mad, and it just carries on getting more and more mad. I play in a ceilidh band in Edinburgh. I've done that for a number of years.
Oh, do you? What are you called?
Dahuli.
Dahuli. Ah, brilliant.
a long story behind that. We've been going for a good number of years now, and still out gigging. But more recently, I've started getting into kind of doing performance stuff with a few folk I know, which is much more of a challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I first started playing in the ceilidh band, being petrified of the whole performance thing, and fairly quickly realising that actually when you're in a ceilidh band, nobody's paying the blindest bit of notice as long as
you're dancing.
At that stage we had a very good drummer, so what I did was kind of a bit incidental. And in a way it was a great way for me to kind of get used to being on a stage without actually being under pressure.
Not the eyes on you approach.
Now I've got a bit of a taste for it.
And then it's very exciting, isn't it? It's a really lovely buzz when
it
you
is,
get...
Yeah.